You wouldn't mind, we'll get started. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Medical School Campus Public Infrastructure District. Today is Tuesday, November 26th. It's 10:07. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the phone call could state your name for the recording and record, we would appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Greg, you want to start?
Yeah, I'm Greg Stewart.
Michelle Sombat.
David Hutchison, we'll see you later.
And then we have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. I don't know if you guys have met Christy. Jennifer's moved on, and so Christy's our new helper bee back there at the office. She's awesome. So you guys will get to know her pretty well. So, Christy, is there anyone from the public back at the office?
No.
Okay, perfect. And I don't show anyone else on the call. So we'll go to the agenda. So first up would be the board meeting minutes from our last meeting. Board, do you have any questions about those? If not, we can take a motion.
I move that we approve the meetings from December 8th, 2023.
I
Thanks, Greg.
second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. All right. I'll turn the time over to David from CLA to cover the financials, and then we'll do the tentative budget. And David, can you enlarge your screen as
Yeah.
much as you can?
Okay, yes. So for Medical School Campus PID financial statements as of September 30th, 2024. I think we can barely fit that in there. Is that good for everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. So for the balance sheet, assets in the general fund and the checking account as of September 30th, we had $33,118.03 in the debt service fund. Surplus fund account in UMB is $2,976,746.73 and a pledged revenue of $11.98. In the capital projects fund, unrestricted project fund for 2021A is $32.29. Restricted subordinate project fund 2020B is the $5.94. Unrestricted subordinate project fund 2020B, $65.32. And the city performance fund 2020B, $529,274.25. As of September 30th, there was in accounts payable $22,543.25. And those were representative of those items that you guys paid in October. And then November for accounting also. Any questions on the balance sheet?
When was this? Sorry, this was from September 30th that this was accounted for.
Correct.
Okay.
No, it
So
would be all the way up through Shelley, September 30th. So it would cover the first quarter, second quarter, and third quarter.
okay, perfect.
Correct. Yeah, sorry, I didn't state it that way. So the other activity that I was talking about are the payments that you guys made in after and so as of September 30th, it's sitting as accounts payable for presentation purposes. Okay, so moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have budgeted $53,000 of expenditures, and we've had to date $33,025 consisting of accounting and legal, the $20 bank fees. But and then other financing sources, there was transfers to other funds 8,400 and transfers from other funds 49,505 dollars. It's for a net change. So ending fund balance $10,574.78. Any questions on the general fund?
No.
No.
Okay. Moving on to the debt service fund. So schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. Revenues, we've had budgeted $516,780 property taxes, and that will be received in Q4 or recognized in Q4 of the amounts that are estimated by the county. And then interest income, $180,430, of which we've had $128,900, 901 rounded. Paying agent fees, we've had $3,000 to date, and bond interest payment to the budgeted $2,109,150. And then transfers to other funds, $49,505, $26.40 transfers from other funds to get us an ending fund balance of $2,976,759 rounded. Any questions on the debt service fund?
No. So there was actually, we actually paid out $2,109,150 in bond interest this
correct.
Year, right?
That's correct.
That was from a beginning balance of 4.9 million. So we still have 2,976 remaining in there.
In that account.
Yeah, the bond interest down at the bottom there, am I reading that right? That if you go back, right?
So, yes, you still have, there's $2,900,000 in the surplus fund, which I believe part of that $4 million that you were talking about came out of the surplus fund to make that payment.
Okay. The only other comment I have is I believe that the taxes are the amount that the county is going to collect this year is going to be, I think, $200,000 or $300,000 higher than that.
But that's what we have budgeted.
That's just an estimate.
Yeah, $751,000 is what we have budgeted for that. For
There you go. Okay,
so that was kind of, I guess, last year's amount that would have been collected, approximately, but
because I know that the amount that the school's going to pay this week is more than the 516, but it's somewhere around 550.
Okay,
so it looks like your estimates are pretty close. They're around 50.
Yeah, and we're pulling the estimates off of the state's website, taxes, our tax.utah, or excuse me, taxrates.utah.gov. And that's basically from the information that the county feeds to the state and then gets passed along so that anyone can access that. And
yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right, moving on to the capital projects fund, schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have interest income budget of $2,000. We've had $18,640 rounded. We had $526,419 of capital outlay. We've had $22,501 for the year. And then other financing sources, transfers to other funds, the $26.40 we saw in the other fund, and transfers from other funds, the $8,400. So ending fund balance, $529,378 rounded.
And what's the purpose of the Capital Projects Fund?
Capital Projects Fund is specific. Well, it first goes to build any of the capital projects. So your buildings that you were building, land, different things like that, infrastructure. But I believe you guys are completed with your construction project, right?
No.
No, you're still working on that.
Well, the issue came up of mitigation of wetlands for the site, which we're working on right now. So can that money be used for mitigation of wetlands?
Yes, and that's the preferred method to use that. I believe there were a couple payments that went out towards the wetlands out of the funds,
The other one.
the checking account.
Yeah.
And so so the funds went out of there, a couple of payments. I think there was 5,000 and 5,400 and 2,800, if I remember. That was in Q4.
Went to the wetlands guy, and that was my mistake. So are you telling me, because we have a we're at a real critical juncture with that right now, in that the in from November 1st till February 9th, they turn off the water, and it allows the construction of the wetlands to move forward without having to dam the water and reroute it. And so we the next 2.5 months is really a critical time for us. And are you telling me that there's $529,000 available there for wetlands construction?
The city performance. I think we may need to look at the indenture specific if there's specific restrictions on the city performance fund.
Okay.
I don't know if you know off the top of your head, Michael, on that.
No.
Okay.
I would think, because that's not part of the city performance. So I would think, let's not use that. Let's use what's left then, Greg, in what the capital improvements.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm
that's what I would think.
the go back to the capital improvements if you wouldn't mind. So
Let's see. One more.
that this right here, so I'm asking if that 529,377 would be available for wetlands construction.
Well, I would think that would be the better place because
Totally.
the city performance bond doesn't really have anything to do with the wetlands, right?
No.
These funds here, though, are like the remaining balance is made up because of that city performance fund balance in cash of what's remaining to be used. Let me see if I can find something really quick on. Let me see if there's a document with city performance here.
How long do we have to keep? Do you remember, Greg, that city performance bond?
Well, we're in Shelley and I are in negotiations with the city right now for that,
Okay.
and they just did release some of that to us.
Okay.
I think they're okay. They were holding us hostage a little bit for a project that they want us, and this has all been a kind of a an overall negotiation with them, and as to other projects that they want us to complete that are were not within the scope of work, and so they were holding money for that, and in addition to that, whole wet thing has come up during the last 18 months, where we've actually had to purchase land from the city to complete the wetlands. And so they've been real good to work with on this. So so we're just in the middle of a kind of an overall settlement with the city right now.
Okay. David, how would you guys account for that then if we were to use it for the wetlands?
As long as it's allowable to be used for the wetlands, it would just be a tip, a capital outlay cost, and cash going out.
Okay. So, Greg, could you talk to the city and just say you
Yes,
want to
I
use
will.
that funds? Okay.
Yes, I
I
will.
would think, like, if they would put it, say, in an email or some kind of a written where we've got that for a record, then I would say let's move forward if they'll put it in writing.
I can't remember. Is it the city or is it the state that requires if you take some wetlands, you have to replace like double the amount of wetlands?
Yeah, that's it's actually the Army Corps of Engineers, which is kind of the Nazi group in the whole deal. I mean, you
You're
could,
not wrong when it comes to
yeah.
that.
I mean, because if you cross them, you go to jail.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll talk to the city.
Okay, thank you.
And then I think at that, since those are funds at UMB, it would just be providing that documentation to UMB to release those funds, right? And then.
Yes. Yep.
That would be the easiest way, I think, to go about getting the wetlands completed. But
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you. That answered that question. Okay.
Okay, any other questions on the financial statements?
No.
Okay, I'll turn it back to you then, Michael, for motion.
Okay, so if I can get a motion to accept the first, second, and third quarter financials as presented, that's what we need.
Yeah. So I make a motion that we accept the financials that as presented here, which include the first, second, and third quarter of 2024.
Thanks, Greg.
I second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Thanks. Let's go to the tentative budget.
Okay, so let's start here in the general fund, tentative budget. For the year, we've had the 33,000 so far to date, and we're anticipating an estimated 52,000 total of expenditures of through the end of the year. To get that, so that is a $0 ending balance, or excuse me, nope, too much on the screen here. So that would give us 116,000. So we've included developer advance here, 15,244, to get that, but I believe we actually have some in there. So if we needed to modify that, I believe we can.
What is the developer advance? Is that something that goes to the developer?
So developer advance is where the developer fronts money to the district to cover these administrative costs, and then through the funding and reimbursement agreement, and maybe Michael, you can confirm if there is one in place. I believe there is, but I'm not
There
100%.
should be. And I'm hoping you guys, I was talking with Matt actually earlier about this. We need to make sure we're keeping track of what those advances are, what you guys have paid on the development side, so that now that the taxes are coming in, we can carve out to reimburse you guys for those upfront costs that you've had over these first few years.
Okay.
So just keep track of those, because what this really is when we'll send an invoice and you guys pay it. If you pay it out of development funds, then that's what's reimbursable. If you're paying it out of the taxes you guys have held back, the carve out already, then that doesn't count. So just keep track of which pot you guys have been using.
Okay.
And so for this one, this checking account in the general fund is amounts that are allocated for those administrative costs. And so if those are completely used and then you still have expenses that need to be paid, developer can step in, pay those fees, and then that's where the developer advance comes in. But like you said, we have the 33,000 still as of September 30th, and I know you guys paid a few more bills since then, but if that does go, get down to zero and still need to pay bills, then that's the option that we would go.
Well, so it looks like the budget is very close to what it was last year, the proposed budget for 25.
Correct. And I went back to the indenture and I saw that there's a built-in 1% increase per year. Some of the other districts have 2%. But so I built in 1% increase in this, and then that'll get a $52,550 of expenditures. We have budgeted a transfer in from the debt service fund of 52,550. We had the 52,000 that was transferred this year, which is the carve out for those administrative costs. And so once those taxes are submitted to UMB, UMB will then turn around and carve out that portion and send it back to the district to be deposited in the checking account. Okay, moving
David,
on. Yep.
can you? So insurance is going to be 35 and 775. So what's that? 4275. That's going to be the number going forward for insurance between the liability and the treasurer's bonds.
Okay, and you said that was 3,200 plus 7,
35 plus
30,
775.
35, 775.
I just got those from them.
Okay, I will get that one updated. And we have a little extra built into this miscellaneous, so I'll just pull it out of there. And then the 1% increase I built in off of the prior year budget amount. Does that look accurate? We're estimating that they might be a little bit higher this year. And I think that was just because of all the activity that we had this current year. But does that look accurate to everyone?
Yes.
Yeah, if we needed to for the auditing, I haven't got the quotes back yet, but that should be about where we're going to be.
Okay. I think we've been roughly putting it at around that 9,000 on some of the other districts. So, okay. I will go ahead and move to the debt service unless there's other questions or comments. Okay. In the debt service fund, so we've budgeted as we were talking about earlier, the 751,143 of property taxes, and then that's going to be applied in the next year since it most of it will probably be received in 2024 5, excuse me, and then that will be able to be used in 2025 for will be able to be used one for the paying agent fees plus the transfers out, and then the remaining portion will go towards to be in the pledged revenues or bond fund, and then that will be used towards bond interest payments and bond interest and principal when that comes. So, besides that, we have budgeted approximately $86,000 in interest income, which will give us total funds available 3.79 million or 3.8 million, excuse me, rounded. And then we have budgeted a bond interest payment of 2.1 million, same as last year, with the paying agent fees 7,000. We have $0 capital interest remaining, and after this bond payment here, we're estimating about $978,000, $979,000 of the surplus fund remaining. Okay. Any questions on debt service?
No.
No.
Okay. And capital projects, we have budgeted in or estimated that those funds that we were talking about would be spent this year.
Okay.
And I think, based on what you were saying, the next 2 months, maybe a portion of it gets carried over into next year. But if it's not used in the current year, that will automatically roll over and be available for that, pending that approval from the city to be used.
Okay.
Okay, and then there were additional interest income, another $6,000 approximately, or 5,400 close to, for the remaining portion of the year. Any questions on capital projects?
No.
No.
So, Greg, if we use the money between now and when we have the public hearing and adoption of the final budget, David can make those adjustments.
Okay.
If we don't spend anything, then the 548 is going to roll over to next year. We'll do a budget amendment, depending on when it rolls over, or if whatever portion rolls over. So if we don't spend it, David will make that adjustment for next year, and then we can spend it at the beginning of the year.
Okay. Perfect.
So, okay. Anything else, David?
That's it for me. I'll turn it back to you, Michael.
Okay. So, board, what we're going to need is to approve this budget. But then we're also going to need to set a public hearing and then the next board meeting to approve the final budget. So let's look, when can you guys do the second board meeting? When in December are you going to have time?
I think I will have time the week of the 8th.
Okay. Which day?
So I'm saying that the 10th works for me. Same time,
Okay.
probably 10 o'clock Tuesday morning.
Okay, we've got a board meeting then. What do you have from 12 to 3, or from, let's say, 3:30, 4 o'clock? We could do something.
I'd rather do it earlier. What can
Okay.
noon? Does noon work for you, Shelley?
Yeah.
Okay, let's plan on that.
Okay.
Noon works
So
for me.
December 10th at noon. Okay. All right. So the motion then, Greg, would be to approve the 25 tentative budget, set a public hearing for December 10th at 12 o'clock.
Okay. I make a motion that we approve the 2025 budget for the medical school PID and that we schedule a meeting, a board meeting at noon on December 10th.
I
Perfect.
second. Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. All right. Do you guys have anything else? That's all I show on the agenda.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Perfect. So I will get, if you'll look, Greg, I'm going to try to get that quarterly report finished between, I've got another board meeting and then an appointment. Worst case, I'll get it out to you probably 2:30, maybe 3. So will you look for a right signature email, and that way you can get it signed and then I can get it filed today.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much to both of
Okay. Thanks, you
you.
guys.
Thank
No, thank
you.
you guys. I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.